السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. لسيدنا الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We continue our journey. We're going through the book of Imam Al-Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi called At-Tadhkira, which means the reminder, fi ahwal al-mawta wa umur al-akhirah, regarding the condition of the dead and the experiences of the conditions of the hereafter. What is going to happen? What the state is going to be in the hereafter? So let's continue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said once to Aisha radiyallahu anha, man ahabba liqa' Allah ahabba Allah liqa'ahu. Whoever desires to meet Allah, Allah desires to meet him. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُمْ. And whoever dislikes to meet Allah, Allah dislikes to meet them. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, إِنَّا لَنَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none of us like death. We're scared of it. We don't like it. So you're saying whoever dislikes meeting Allah, well, if we dislike death, that means we dislike meeting Allah. So how does this fit in? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ ذَاكَ. No, it's not like this. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا حَضَرَهُ الْمَوْتِ بُشِّرَ بِرِضْوَانٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَكَرَامَتِهِ فَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا أَمَامَهُ فَأَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ وَأَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Because it doesn't work like this. A believer, when it's time for a believer to leave this world, the angels come and the angels give glad tidings of Jannah. The angels say, come on, you're going to your real home. So now this believer desires to meet Allah and Allah desires to meet him. This is how it works. And وَإِنَّ الْكَافِرْ إِذَا حَذَرَهُ الْمَوْتِ بُشِّرَ بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَأُقُوبَتِهِ. When a disbeliever is about to leave the world, the angels come and tell him that you're going towards the hellfire. So now he doesn't want to die. He doesn't want to meet Allah and Allah doesn't want to meet him. This is the meaning of whoever desires to meet Allah, Allah desires to meet them. Otherwise, naturally, nobody wants to leave the world because we're so connected and so attached to it. Now, how can we bring this reality into our lives? One scholar said very beautifully that imagine that you've left the world. Imagine you've left the world. And you're on the day of judgment and you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is going through your book of deeds. Imagine this has already happened. And He's going through your book of deeds and He's asking you about each and everything. And then you say to Allah, oh Allah, please can I have one more chance? And Allah says to you, okay then. Live your life as if you're living your second chance. One scholar has mentioned, live your life as if this is my second chance I'm living. And like my last and final chance. And this will help, inshaAllah, living according to this. Now, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari rahimahullah, he mentions, إِذَا قُبِضَتْ نَفْسُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Now what happens? We need to follow the stages. So now, the soul has been pulled and extracted. إِذَا قُبِضَتْ نَفْسُ الْمُؤْمِنِ تَلْقَاهَا أَهْلُ الرَّحْمَةِ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى كَمَا يَتَلَقَّوْنَ الْبَشِيرُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. When the believer, a good person, when your soul is extracted, the narration mentions تَلْقَاهَا أَهْلُ الرَّحْمَةِ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. In the hereafter, as soon as you go and your soul goes, all the believers, they come to meet you, just like when you've been away from somewhere and you come and you turn up at a place and everybody comes to say salamu alaykum, they hug you, they kiss you, they embrace you, how are you, how's things? Just in the same way, in the hereafter when you go, the people that you knew in the world, who you recognize, they left before you, they all come to meet you. فَيَقُولُونَ عَلَيْهِ يَسْأَلُونَهُ فَيَقْبِلُونَ عَلَيْهِ. They swarm him. Do you know when somebody's here and everybody's like swarming them, gathering around them, and they start asking questions. How so and so? What's going on? How's the world? This and that. فَيَقُولُ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. Some of them say, أُنْذُرُوا أَخَاهُمْ حَتَّى يَسْرِتْ. Let him rest. Give him some breathing space. He's just arrived. Calm down. You're smothering him. Give him some time. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي كَرْبٍ شَدِيدٍ. He's just been through a very difficult moment. We know we spoke about death and how it's so difficult. He's just been through such a difficult moment. Let him rest a little bit. You're all over him. Hang on. فَيَقْبِلُونَ عَلَيْهِ بِقْسَرْ They don't listen. And the people keep smothering him. They swarm around him. فَيَسْأَلُونَهُ مَا فَعَلَ فُلَانَ Somebody, how so and so? People are asking now you, when you go, people are going to ask you about their relatives that are still in the world. How's so and so doing? How's my brother doing? How's my mom doing? How's my son doing? How's my uncle doing? مَا فَعَلَتْ فُلَانَ What's he doing? What's she doing? So much so that the narration mentions مَا فَعَلَتْ فُلَانَ هَلْ تَزَوَّجَتْ Did she get married? So some aunties will do it in the world, but even after they die, they're still asking, are you not married yet? Is she not married yet? So this will carry on even in the hereafter when you go. They'll say, has she got married? Or is she still single? What's she up to? Then it says, فَإِذَا سَأَلُوهُ عَنِ الرَّجُلِ قَدْ مَعْتَ قَبْلَهُ Then they'll ask him about a person who actually died before him, meaning died before you. They will ask you about somebody who died before you. They'll say, how so and so? فَيَقُولْ إِنَّهُ هَلَكْ See, he already passed away. He's passed away? I don't know about him. You should know. فَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَجِعُونَ Why? He's not there. If he's not there, where is he? ذُهِبَ بِهِ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ الْهَاوِيَةِ He's been taken to Jahannam. If he's not here, then he has to be on the other side. فَبِئْسَتِ الْأُمُّ وَبِئْسَتِ الْمَرْبِيَّةِ And they all utter, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَجِعُونَ Now, what happens after this? When the soul is taken out, what's the next step? Because we've not got to the grave yet. So in our journey at the moment, we're here where the soul is extracted. So according to the Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they say that أَنَّهَا تُرْفَعُ الْمَلَائِكَ حَتَّى تُوْتِفَهَا بَيْنَ يَدِهِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فَيَسْأَلُهَا The soul is taken and the angels take it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا كَانَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِ السَّعَادَةِ If you're a good person, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ سِيرُوا بِهَا وَأَرُوهَا مَقْعَدَهَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ It is told to the angels, take this soul and show the soul where its place is going to be in Jannah. So you've just passed away, you're not even in the grave, the questioning hasn't happened, but already Allah gives an instruction to the angels to take the soul to the show Jannah. فَيَسِيرُونَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ So you do a tour of Jannah. It's a tour of Jannah. عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ مَا يَغْسِلُ الْمَيِّتِ Until the mayyit is given a bath, a ghusl. Until the ghusl of mayyit is done, this is what's happening to the soul. It's been taken to see its Jannah. فَإِذَا غُسِلَ الْمَيِّتِ وَكُفِّرَ رُدَّتْ وَأَدْرَاجُ وَأُدْرِجَتْ بَيْنَ كَفَنِهِ وَجَسَدِهِ After the ghusl is done, and the body is shrouded, then the soul returns. But it doesn't go in the body. The soul doesn't go in the body. The body is here, the kafan is here, the soul is here, like a sandwich. So the kafan on top, body underneath, the soul stays here at this stage. After the ghusl has been done, up until now the soul had gone up. Then the soul comes back and it's placed between the kafan and the jasad, the body. فَإِذَا حُمِلَ عَلَى النَّعْشِ Now when you are lifted on the casket. So imagine you're inside and people are carrying you now. رُدَّتْ فِيهِ فَإِنَّهُ يَسْمَعُ كَلَامَ النَّاسِ You know when you're in that and people are carrying you, you can hear what the people are saying. You can hear what the people are saying. مَنْ تَكَلَّمِ بِخَيْرٍ Some people might be saying good things about you. He had very good akhlaq, very nice person. He helped me out. He was always in the masjid. He went for Hajj, mashallah. He gave a lot of sadaqah. Was very generous. Was very caring. وَمَنْ تَكَلَّمَ بِالشَّرِّ And there'll be some people who'll be having a go at you. He took my money. He was rude to me. He swore at me. He was very lazy. He didn't look after his family. He did this. You'll be able to hear everything, but you can't respond. You can't respond. فَإِذَا وَصَلَ إِلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ وَصُلِّيَ عَلَيْهِ And when you get to the qabristan, and people do the janazah, ruddat fihi ruh. This is the time when the ruh actually goes inside you now. So up until now, your ruh was between your body and your kafan. And now it says that the ruh now goes inside. Wa uq'ida, and then when you meant to sit up, that time your ruh is inside your body and the angels come and they question you. And we will speak about that when we get to that stage. Now, Imam Al-Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi is going to bring many narrations. We won't go into all of them. But when you read these narrations, you find that some people are being asked questions in one way, some people in another way. Some angels are coming, one angel, sometimes it's two angels, sometimes 10 angels, sometimes 100 angels. Every single person, the angel of death, will come to different people according to how you are. Your angel of death will come to you according to you. The major stages are the same, but the slight details will be different according to how you were in this world. You are here to design your akhirah. It's up to you. We're here in this world, every second of our life, we are designing our akhirah. It's up to you. So your angel of death will come according to how your life was. If your life was beautiful, your angel of death will be beautiful. If my life is ugly, then my angel of death will be ugly. May Allah protect us. So depending on how you were, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a good person, a pious person, when the soul is taken, we know it was very difficult even for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then the description which was given, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when a good person's soul is taken, it's like pouring water from a jug. When you pour the water, what happens? It just flows, and your soul will pour out from your body. And it's an evil person, may Allah protect us. The example given was like a thorny bush. If you've got a thorny bush and you've got a piece of cloth and you're dragging it out, the cloth doesn't want to come out, it clings onto the thorns. And you have to pull it, and it pulls it back, and you have to keep pulling it. And this is how the ruh will not want to separate from the body. It'll want to stay in the body. So the angels will have to pull and drag and snatch the ruh out. May Allah protect us from a difficult death. Now, what will happen? We spoke about the good person going there and the people welcoming it. Now, when a bad person goes, the people, the angels will say, "Ukhruji ayyatuha an-nafsul khabitha min al-jasadil khabith." Come out, O evil soul, in an evil body. And from here we learn, Imam al-Qurtubi is telling us that there as well we're given a lesson that it's not just about the inside, it's not just about the outside, it's both. We have to make our inside good and outside good. Some people say, "Oh, yeah, I'm a good person at heart." Okay? And some people say, look, some of us, we might dress Islamically, but inside we're carrying jealousy and hatred. Some of us might be fasting, but then we're backbiting. So inside and outside, we have to make both of them good. Because look, the angel's going to say, come out to an evil soul in an evil body. Both. We need both of them to be good. فَإِذَا لَهُ صُرَاخٌ أَعْدَمْ مَا يَكُونُ فَصُرَاخِ الْحَمِيرِ. And this soul will scream like the braying of a donkey. And then when the angel of death will take this soul, now وَلَهُ زَبَانِيَا. Now remember, as soon as we die, we need to learn about the angels. You know why? Because they're the ones we're going to be dealing with. As soon as you die, no one in this world is going to be with us. We need to learn about this, study this. Because we're going to be dealing with them, or they're going to be dealing with us. So Malakul Maut, his time kind of ends. His job is to take your soul. Then there's a handover period. Then he's going to hand over either to the Malaikatul Rahmah, the angels of Rahmah, or then over here, it says if he's a bad person, the angel of death now says, I've done my job, I've extracted the soul. And he's going to hand over the evil soul to Zabaniyah. And Zabaniyah are the angels of punishment and hell. Sudu Thiyam, they're wearing black clothing. Muntinu Ra'iha, very evil and foul smell. And they will then deal with this person. Now this soul, on the good side, the soul went up, the heavens they opened, the Malaika they welcomed the soul, and they're excited. We knew you, your good deeds used to come here every day, every night, people were sleeping, your good, we recognize you. And they will welcome this person, they'll welcome the soul, and the soul goes up on every heaven, they'll be welcomed, until it goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then shown Jannah. But on the contrary, when a bad person, an evil person dies, and the soul will be taken to the heavens, إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيَخْرَعُ الْأَمِينَ. So now they will knock on the door of the first heaven. فَيُقَالْ مَنْ أَنْتَ Who is it? فَيَقُولْ أَنَا دَقَائِيلِ. This is the name of another angel, دَقِيَائِيل, the one who takes the souls up. And he will say, مَنْ مَعَكْ Who's with you? And they will say, فُلَانِ ابْنُ فُلَانِ بِأَقْبَحِ الْأَسْمَاءِ. They will call him with the worst of names. The evil person, the wretched soul is here. And then they will respond by saying, the angels of the heaven will say, La ahlan, wa la sahlan, wa la marhaba. This soul is not welcome. You don't have any room for this person. No welcome. La tufattahu lahum abwaabu as-samaa وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. The Quran says the heavens, the gates of the heavens will not open for this individual. فَإِذَا سَمِعَ الْأَمِينَ هَذِهِ الْمَقَالَ. When the angel carrying this soul will hear these words from the angels of the first heaven, طَرَحَهُ مِنْ يَدِهِ. They will let go of the soul. Do you know when something, you don't realize something's nasty, something's horrible, right? And someone tells you and you just throw it. And you say, ugh. Like this in the heavens, first heaven, the angel carrying this soul immediately will let go. So the soul will drop from the first heaven all the way back into the grave where this person is. Otherwise, over there the angels are carrying and welcoming to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, going all the way up. But the heavens will not open for a person who is evil in the world, and the soul will be dropped and it will come all the way down. فَإِذَا انْتَهَى إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ابْتَدَرَهُ الزَّبَانِيَةُ. When it drops onto the earth, the Zabaniya, the angels from hell, will rush to grab this soul. وَصَارَتْ بِهِ إِلَى سِجِّينَ. And will take this soul to the Sijjin. In the Quran we hear about Sijjin. Where is Sijjin? Sijjin is a prison. It's the lowest part of the hellfire. And this is one of the areas of Jahannam. And this person will be shown. وَأَمَّا الْمُقَصِّرُونَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Now this, first we spoke about the pious people. Now we spoke about the impious people, the kafir, the disbeliever, the people that don't believe. What about us who are in between? Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Some good actions, some bad actions. Imam al-Qurtubi mentions, وَأَمَّا الْمُقَصِّرُونَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Those believers who do good deeds and bad deeds. فَتَخْتَلِفُ أَنْوَاعُهُمْ. Everyone will be different. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَرِدَهُ صَلَاتَهُ لِأَنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا قَصَرَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ سَارِقًا لَهَا تَلِفُّ كَمَا يَلِفُّ ثَوْبَ الْخَلِقِ وَيَدْرِبُ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ. Some people, what will happen is when they go into this stage, what's going to push you away is some people, for some believers, your own salah is going to push you away. Your salah. Where salah, we hear salah will protect some people. Some people, your salah will come, Allah will give salah a form of a person. And this salah will push you away. And it will say to you that may Allah waste you like you wasted me. You didn't look after me. You had a chance. You didn't look after me. So I'm not going to help you today. ضَيَّعَكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا ضَيَّعْتَنِي. May Allah waste you like you wasted me. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَرِدَهُ زَكَاتَهُ. Some people, their zakat will push them away. إِنَّمَا يُزَكِي. Because the zakat will say that you only gave zakat. Why? Because you wanted to be called a generous person. And they've called you a generous person, so I'm not going to help you. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَرِدُهُ صَوْمُهُ. Some people, they fast. They fast. Just like we hear, fasting will take a person into Jannah. That's if we make friends with the fast. And we're going to speak about this. What does it mean, making friends? Making friends. We're going to speak about that. So the fast will push some people away, because the fast will say, وَلَمْ يَصُمْ عَنِ الْكَلَامِ فَهُوَ رَفَثٌ وَخُسْرَانٌ فَيَخْرُجُ الشَّهْرُ وَقَدْ بَهَرُ. The fast will say that you only stayed hungry and thirsty, but you were backbiting people in your fast. You were lying, you were cheating whilst you were fasting. So you didn't look after me, so I'm not going to look after you as well. Some people, their hajj will push them away, because you did hajj with wealth which wasn't halal. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَرُدُّهُ الْعَقُوتِ. And some people, disobedience to parents will come. Allah will give disobedience to parents a form of a person. And this will push somebody away and say, I'm not going to help you today. So depending on how a person is, it will be all different. Some people, your soul will reach the first heaven. Some the second, some third, some fourth. Some will go all the way to the Arsh of Allah and then come back. Some will not make it past the first heaven at all. May Allah protect us, may Allah guide us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to prepare. Now Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah is going to tell us, like I just told you, we need to learn about these angels, because they are the one we're going to be dealing with. So the angel of death, what's his role? Like, do we know how they work? What are they all about? You know, what's, they're not just robots. They're not robots, right? We're in a world now, we're going into AI now, we're going to see all these robots around us. The angels are not robots, they have feelings. They understand as well. They observe as well as we're in this world. Look at this. Imam Al-Qurtubi says, when the angel of death takes the soul of a mu'min, so imagine, you're in your house, you're in the house, your ruh has been taken. What's happening in the family? People are crying, people are screaming. Angel of death, qama ala atabatil bab. The angel of death stands in the doorway. After he's taken the soul, he stays there, he doesn't go. وَلِأَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ ضَجَّةِ. The family members are all screaming. فَمِنْهُمْ أَصَّاكِتَ وَجْهَهَا. Some people are smacking their faces. What's happened? Some people are going crazy. They can't believe it. And وَمِنْهُمْ النَّاشِرَ شَعْرَ. Some people are pulling their hair. How? Why did this happen? So young, somebody passed away. What am I going to do now? وَمِنْهُمْ الدَّاعِيَةَ بِوَيْلِهَا. Some people are wailing and screaming. فَيَقُولُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ is standing at the door of your house in which somebody has passed away. And he makes an announcement and he says, ثِيمَ الْجَزَعَ. What's all this screaming about? What's all this screaming about? فَوَاللَّهِ مَا أَنْقَصْتُ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْكُمْ عُمْرًا. Wallahi, I did not shorten that person's life. Don't blame me. I didn't shorten that person's life. وَلَا ذَهَبْتُ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ. I haven't taken away anybody's provisions. وَلَا ظَلَمْتُ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. I have not oppressed anybody whatsoever. فَإِنْ كَانَتْ شِكَايَتُكُمْ وَسَخْطُكُمْ عَلَيَّ فَإِنِّي وَاللَّهِ مَعْمُورٌ. If you guys are screaming and wailing because you're angry that I took that person's soul, wallahi, I'm just doing my job. I am just doing my job. This is my assignment. Allah's told me I'm just going about with my duty. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَىٰ مَيِّتِكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ فِي ذَٰلِكَ مَقْهُورٌ. And the fact that he died and you're all mad at me, you're going crazy over me, don't go crazy over me. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ فَأَنْتُمْ بِهِ كُفْرٌ. If you're angry at Allah, then this is disbelief. This is from Allah subhanahu. And let me tell you something, people. Now the people in the house can't hear this, but the angel of death makes this announcement. وَإِنَّ لِي فِيكُمْ عَوْدًا ثُمَّ عَوْدًا. Guess what, guys? I'm going to be coming back, and I'm going to come again and again and again until I take every single one of you. I'm going to keep coming to this house, whether you like it or not. And it's not me. Don't hate on me. Allah's told me, I'm going to come again and again and again until one of you remain. فَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَ مَكَانَهُ أَوْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَهُ لَذَهَلُوا عَنْ مَيِّتِهِمْ وَلَبَكَوْا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Imam Al-Qurtubi says, if the people of the house saw the angel of death making this announcement, or if they heard what he's saying, they'd leave the dead person. They wouldn't even bury him, and they'd start worrying about themselves. So this is what happens with the angel of death after the soul has been taken out. Let's move on to the next stage. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now tells us about the janazah. He says, إِذَا وُضِعَتِ الْجَنَازَةُ وَاحْتَمَلَهَا الرِّجَالُ عَلَىٰ أَعْرَاقِهِمْ فَإِنْ كَانَتْ صَالِحَةً قَالَتْ قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي. When a person passes away and the person was pious, the person was good, and then you're laid there, you've been washed now. This is the stage your body has been washed and you've been laid and you're about to be carried. If the person is a good, pious person, this person, you will say to the people, قَدِّمُونِ. Hurry up, hurry up. Bury me quickly. Take me to the qabr and do the rituals very, very quickly. And now this is where we learn that we should not delay in anyone's janazah. Never delay, especially transporting the body from one country to the other. That should never be done. That should be avoided at all costs. But even where, now I know, understand, sometimes there's a delay because of the corona and whatnot. Even then, you've seen how, mashallah, we have in every masjid here as well. You've got some brothers, you might not know them, but they are the real heroes who don't wear the capes. But in the middle of the night, somebody dies, they will leave their sleep, they will leave their food, they will leave their job, and they will make sure that they will go to the coroner's office, they will get the paperwork, and just to make sure that your deceased has his final rights given to him in a good way. At that time, you'll be stressed out. You don't know what to do. But this is where these people come into action. So, a pious person passes away. The soul says to everybody, قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي. Quickly, take me quickly, take me quickly. وَإِنْ كَانَ غَيْرَ صَالِحًا. And if it's an impious person, and not a pious person, the soul says, يَا وَيْلَهَا أَيْنَ تُذْهَبُونَ بِهَا. Where are you taking me? Don't take me. Leave me here. Do you know when you're going to a place that is strange and you've not been before? It's unknown. Right? Time drags, doesn't it? When you're going somewhere and it's unfamiliar, the time drags. You don't want to be there. So because this person is so too familiar with the world, too attached to the world, but no familiarity with the hereafter. Can you see how important it is for us to learn these stages? Let me tell you something else. You know, in life, especially those who've lived some life, alhamdulillah, everyone's lived life, but those who've lived life, you look back at your youth and you kind of think, oh, if I was to do it again, I'd do it differently. Yeah, because you've been through the stages now. We've lived it and we've seen how life is, and you make mistakes and you learn. Now, in hindsight, you say, right, had I known this, I wouldn't have done this. Now, with the akhirah, once you go, you don't come back. So you might think, well, that's a bit unfair, isn't it? Like, we don't get a second chance. This is why there's so much detail. That's what the detail is for. So we've already got hindsight. We already know every, and this is why we have to go through this so many times. So many times. Akthiru, he says, Akthiru, Akthiru dhikra hadhi al-ladhat. In abundance, as much as possible, more than anything else you do, remember that thing which breaks all pleasures, which is death. Remember it. Go into the details, the description, because in the world, we have experiences and think, oh, now I know better. In the hereafter, we're not going to, this is why sometimes we might think, that I'm going to be dead, what's the point of me knowing all of this? Angel is going to say this, and he's going to say this, and he's going to say that. What's the point of all of that? Why are we being told all of this? Like, when I get there, I can't kind of do anything about it. This is so that from here, we know all of this, so there's no excuse remains. No excuse remains. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us this hadith, and they say that every single living creature beside the insan and the jinn, they hear the screaming of the soul of the person who is saying this. Either they're saying, take me quickly, or the other bad soul is saying, don't take me. Where are you taking me? Leave me here in the world. Now, when you go to the grave, what comes with you? This is what we're going to speak about next. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتْ ثَلَاثٌ. Three things follow a dead person. When you go to the Qabristan, there are three things that come with you. فَيَرْجَعُ إِثْنَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدْ. Two things return. Only one thing stays with you. يَتْبَعُهُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ. The three things that come with you is your family, your wealth, and your actions. In the previous times, when they would take a person to the cemetery, they would take all his belongings, all his gold, all his money. But now maybe your money doesn't come, but maybe your car might come, somebody might drive your car, or whatever. But these are three things that follow you: your family, your wealth, and your actions. فَيَرْجِعُ أَهْلَهُ وَمَالَهُ وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ. The family is going to return, and the wealth is going to return. What's going to stay with you? Who's going to be your companion? From then onward, it's your actions. Your actions. Good and bad. You know, there was a very great scholar, and he had a student, and he studied with him for 30 years. How long? 30 years is a long time. So after studying with him for 30 years, he says, you've been studying with me for 30 years. What did you learn? So Sheikh, please, don't beat me up. Disclaimer, from now, there's not many things I've learned, so I'm telling you from now. Don't beat me up. He's like, okay, what have you learned? He's like, I've learned 8 things. So, 8 things? 30 years, only 8 things? No, no, give me a chance. Now, I don't have time to go into the 8. I'm going to mention one of them. So one of the things he said, one of the things I learned, is I've learned that in life, a time is going to come where we have to leave everything and everyone. We have to separate, no matter what, it doesn't matter who it is, what it is, we have to leave everyone and everything. Every connection, every association with people or things, we have to give it up. So I thought to myself, when I learned this, I thought to myself, I'm going to make my companion my good deeds. I'm going to make my companion my good deeds, because my good deeds, I'm not going to separate from them. Everything else we're going to separate from. And this teaches us a very powerful way to live. This is a new way of life. I'm going to teach you from this a new way of life. Learn to befriend your good deeds. Learn to befriend your good deeds. I'm not saying this. Allah is asking us to do this. Why? Every time in the hadith we learn, you know, your good deeds, Allah's going to turn them into a person. Why? He could have turned them into anything else. That's what we like in the world. We socialize with people. We feel comfortable. It's going to be an unknown territory over there. But when you've got familiar people around you, even the hardest moments go, it's about your company. They say it's about who you're with. It's about your company. So your Quran, when you're reading Quran, right? That's your best buddy. That's your best mate. When you're standing for a salah, Your salah is your best friend. When you're making dhikr, think this is my best companion. When you're staying away from sin, you're giving in sadaqah. This is not just a metaphor. In reality, these are going to become people. Your actions, Allah is going to give them a form of a person. It's either going to have a good form or a bad form. So this is what he said he learned. And depending on what kind of connection you have, like imagine a person's going to go in the grave and the punishment comes. And this really beautiful, handsome person will come and protect you from the punishment. And you're going to say, like, who are you? Who are you? And he's going to say, I'm your Fajr. I'm Fajr. Do you know all that effort you made? You woke up in the middle of the night. You made wudu when it was cold. You walked to the masjid. You stood even though it was difficult. That's me. Allah's looked after you, you know. This is me. Every single good deed, you know, another time in the grave, the punishment's going to come. And another beautiful being will be there. Very handsome, very beautiful. It's going to stop and push away the punishment. Even you'll be surprised. Who are you? He said, I'm your first. Don't you remember? You looked after me. You kept me really well. You struggled. You found it hard. You had the hunger. You had the thirst. So make friends with your good deed. You know, there was a pious person. He saw a dream. In his dream, he saw he was dead. He's dead already. He's in the akhirah. And he saw that a snake is chasing him. And he's running away. The snake is going everywhere. And he's running. And he can't escape from the snake. And then he's looking for someone to help him. And he notices this old man really frail. And the old man can't help him. And he's running around and he's saying, come on, help me. And he says to him, Who are you? And the old man says, I'm your good deeds. I can't help you. Because you didn't do enough. You didn't do them properly. I'm too weak. I'd love to help you now, but I'm too weak. The snake was his evil deeds. When he woke up, he realized he needs to work even harder than he's doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. So Allah is going to give our actions a physical form. So when we know this, what's the benefit of knowing this? When we know this, our relationship with ibadah just changes. Our whole life changes. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us to think about all of this again and again and again. Now when we get to the qabr, we know that the first stage, the last test of this world is going to be the grave. And the first stage of the hereafter is the grave. And this is why we know about Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, إِذَا وَقَفَ عَلَىٰ قَبْرٍ بَكَى حَتَّى يَبُلَّ لِحْيَةً. He would cry so much when he remembered the grave that his whole beard would become wet. People would say to him, when you speak about Jannah and Jahannam, you don't cry like this. Why do you cry so much when you speak about the qabr? He said, the qabr is the first stage from the stages of the akhirah. If this becomes easy, then everything after will be easy. If this is difficult, then everything after. So the qabr is the heaviest moment. That's the heaviest moment. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was with the sahaba in a janazah, the sahaba say, فَجَلَسَ عَلَىٰ شَفِيرِ الْقَبْرِ. He sat on the corner of a grave, he sat down. فَبَكَ وَأَبَكَ. He was crying, he made us cry. All of us were sitting there, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's crying. And he's making all of us cry. حَتَّى بَلَّ الطُّرَى. Until the soil became wet. This is how much our Prophet cried. He cried so much until the soil, it says, became wet from his tears. We're all crying. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا إِخْوَانِي لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَأَعِدُّوا. Says, oh my Sahaba, this is what we're getting ready for. Everything we're doing, it's for this. This is it. This is what we're getting ready for. This is what it's all about. How far are we from reality? Like we don't think about it. We don't want to think about it. And this is what we have to force on. For me, it's a very heavy and difficult topic to talk on. Other topics, enjoyable, they're nice and they're easy. This is heavy stuff. This is deep stuff. This is hits reality. It probably hits you then. And that's what we need. And the more we're getting away from reality and the more fitna there is, we need this medicine more than ever before. When the illness is very severe, you need a strong power dose. So this dose, we need more and more of this. We need this. I know we don't like hearing about it and it's a heavy topic, but this is what we need more than ever before. May Allah give us the understanding. Now, when you get into the qabr speaks to you as well. The qabr will speak to you. يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ لِلْقَبْرِ لِسَانًا يَنْطِقُ بِهِ Allah will give the qabr the power to speak. And the qabr will say, فَيَقُلْ إِبْنُ آدَمْ كَيْفَ نَسِيتَنِي O son of Adam, how did you forget about me? أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنِّي بَيْتُ الدُّودِ Did you not know that I am a house of insects? وَبَيْتُ الْوَحْدَ I am a house of loneliness. وَبَيْتُ الْوَحْشَ I am a scary place. Did you not know? And this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why do you think after every salah, he taught us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr. One dua he made after every single salah. Some say that he made it in the salah. Do you know when we read the tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, then we read durood sharif. After that, we read dua. So one of the duas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would either read then or after the salam. You can read it any time. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr. If you don't know this, say it in your own language after the salah. Oh Allah, protect me from the punishment of the grave. Every day, after every salah, our Prophet prayed this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single day. And if I do this every day, at least I'll think about the qabr. At least it'll remind me of the qabr. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr. Every single day. إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ يُكَلِّبُ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِيهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا إِبْنُ آدَمَ مَا غَرَّكَ بِي When a person is laid into the grave, the qabr will speak to you. And he will say, What made you so oblivious about me? Why did you forget about me? أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنِّي بَيْتُ الْوَحْدَةِ This is how the qabr will speak to a person. So why do we need to know this? Why do we need to know what the qabr is going to say to us? Why? It's so that we can prepare for it from now. Because we can't come back from there. In life, like I mentioned, after we go through some situations, we think, do you know what? If I would go through that again, I know better now. I know better. We have been given this knowledge so that we can prepare and we know better of what to expect and what is to come.
إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُ أَصْحَابَهُ إِنَّهُ لَيَسْمَعُ قِرْعًا عَالِهِمْ
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person is laid in the grave and your family members start walking away, you can hear their footsteps. Imagine how that's going to be. After I've been put into my qabr, my family members have read some Quran and I'm going to actually hear, you will hear the footsteps. Until it totally fades out and you're left on your own, alone.
أَتَاهُ مَلَكًا
Two angels will come. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you bury your deceased, don't walk away. When you bury your family members, do not walk away after the burial.
Why?
فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ التَّثْبِيتِ This is the time when he or she needs you the most. Some Sahaba said, they said, well, before they passed away, after I die, bury me and stay with me as long as it takes to slaughter a camel and skin the animal. How long does it take? Maybe we've not done a camel before. Not just slaughtering the camel, skinning the camel and getting it all sorted. It takes quite a while. It takes a long time. It's not like a chicken. It takes a long time. He says, stay with me, why? So I can settle down. You know, when we go to a new place, it's all unfamiliar. If there's people around us, okay, they're with us. They come to drop you off, and they're with us for a bit. And you know, you kind of, that anxiety calms down. You can settle down a little bit. You start feeling a bit comfortable. It's not the place that's making you feel comfortable. It's the people around you. You're seeing comfortable people that you're used to. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you bury a mayyit, don't walk away. Because the time they need you the most is then. Because فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ التَّثْبِيتِ Why? الْآن يُسْأَلُ He's being questioned now. Your brother, your sister needs you now more than ever before. And what do? We walk away. This is the time to say, اللَّهُمَّ ثَبِّتْهُ عِنْدَ السُّؤَالِ Hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make this dua, Allahumma thabbithu inda su'al. Oh Allah, make him steadfast in the questioning. Oh Allah, make him steadfast in the questioning. Oh Allah, help him in the questioning. This is what we're supposed to do. So when we are in the qabr, we can hear the footsteps of the people walking away. Atahu malakan fayuq'idanihu fayaqulani lahu. The two angels will come. What are the names of the angels? Munkar and Nakir. What does that mean? Munkar and Nakir. You guys have been watching Stranger Things, right? Munkar and Nakir, that's what it means. Strange things. Strange things meaning, think something you've never fathomed. Do you know, if I was to tell you something, whatever I tell you, you can imagine it, because something similar to something. These angels are beyond belief. Unfathomable. That's why they call Munkar and Nakir. They're like, you've never seen anything like that before. That's why we need familiarity. That's why you need family to stay there for a bit. Because these angels are just Munkar and Nakir. They're just strange, strange things. They're just out of this world. And they will say to a person, and every person, according to how you've been in this world, your Munkar and Nakir experience will be different based on how you were in this world. It won't be exactly the same for everybody. And their manner of questioning will be different. How many angels come will be different as well. You've been to airports, right? Sometimes they just ask you, morning sir, where are you off to? Okay, have a good flight. That's a nice one. Sir, can you just step to the side, please? That's a little bit different. And then you've got two men in black that come and walk you away. That's interrogation. It depends how you've been in this world. That's how your questioning is going to be. مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. The first question for a lot of people is going to be this. They're going to show you an image of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they're going to say, what do you have to say regarding this man? فَأَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. If this person is a mu'min, a believer, the believer will say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُ. I bear witness, he is the slave of Allah, he is the messenger of Allah. He's going to say, this is my Prophet. I woke up in the morning with his sunnah. I slept with his sunnah. I lived with his sunnah. I loved his sunnah. You're asking me? Of course I know who he is. I recognize him straight away. He is my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And فَيُقَالُ لَهُ أُنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ مَقْعَدِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will open a portal. A portal will open. And he will be able to see Jahannam. And he will be told, قَدْ أَبْدَلَكَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِهِ مَقْعَدًا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَيُرَاهُمَا جَمِيعًا. Allah, this, look at this. Allah has saved you from this hellfire. And then he will be shown an opening into Jannah. And Allah will say, this is where you're going to be going. And then we find that يَفْصَحُ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ أَرْبَعُونَ ذِرَاءً أو سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاءً. 70 yards, this person's grave will be made very, very vast, in front and on the side, on behind. A very relaxing place it will become for him. وَأَمَّا الْمُنَافِقْ وَالْكَافِرْ. A hypocrite, a disbeliever, a bad person. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. They will show the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did you say regarding this man? فَيَقُولُ لَا أَدْرِي. He'll say, I don't know. I don't know is a cop-out. In this world, if you don't want to deal with something, you say, I don't know. A lot of people, there's a lot of atheists, when you talk to them, and it starts hitting home, and you ask them questions, I don't know. This is what people say, I don't know, you know. They don't allow themselves to think about it. So here we're being told, because you might think, why do they say, I don't know? This is, I don't know, is a cop-out. Because if they end up saying, yeah, he's my Rasul, then they're going to say, well, why didn't you follow him? Can you see? If you admit that, oh, he's my messenger, next thing, well, what were you playing at? You had 60, 70 years in the world, what did you do? So, وَأَمَّا الْمُنَافِقُ وَالْكَافِرُ فَيُقَالُ لَهُ مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. What did you say? What do you say regarding this man? So he will say, لَا أَدْرِي كُنْتُ أَقُولُ كَمَا يَقُولُ النَّاسِ. I said what people would say. What everybody else said, I just went with the flow. Everybody was saying, I said it. And it's sad because, alhamdulillah, in this country, it's nice seeing this vibe. Especially this Ramadan, everyone's buzzing. Everyone I've spoken to, I don't know if you guys all feel the same, but everyone I'm speaking to is saying, this Ramadan just feels different. We feel a buzz, we feel excited, we can feel much more rahmah and mercy of Allah. May Allah increases in it. We need Allah's mercy more than ever before. So, but in places where, you know, alhamdulillah, we're living in the West, and we're able to appreciate these things, where these things are very, very normal, sometimes you kind of just go along with it. You've always fasted, everyone's fasting around you, you kind of go along with it like a ritual. So this is what he's saying, I just went along with it. I just said what people used to say. La darayt wa la talayt. And then they bring this hammer on his bust with this hammer and he screams. Another question that comes up is, the angels ask a person, so there's many, Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah is showing us many different scenarios. And like I said, depending on the individual and how you lived your life, your questioning will be accordingly. So it's not going to be exactly the same for everyone. A person who answers the questions correctly, وَيُقَالُ لَهُ عَلَى الْيَكِينَ كُنْتِ وَعَلَيْهِ مُتْ وَعَلَيْهِ تُبْعَثِ إِنْشَاءَاللَّهِ. The angel will say, you lived with belief and conviction. You died in belief and conviction. And you'll be resurrected on the Day of Judgment in conviction. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, يُبْعَثُ الْعَبْدُ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. You'll be resurrected on the Day of Judgment in the way you die. Now the question arises, we can't control how we die. Can we control how we die? We can't control how we die, but we can control how we live. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will die the way you live. We can't expect to end our life if we lived contrary to what our expectations are. So we can't control the way we die, but we can control the way we live. And we believe that if we believe and live as if we're living our second chance, that we've already been given our second and final chance, inshallah, we can be much more mindful in regards to what is to come. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, تَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. تَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. Seek Allah's protection from the adab of qabr. After every single salah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adab al-qabr. If you don't know the Arabic, that's fine. Just say, oh Allah, protect me from the punishment of the grave. And just make it a habit. Are we all going to do this, inshallah? So easy. So easy. And it will be a constant reminder every day after every salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it all the time. Every day after every salah. I'm going to end on one hadith, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا أُقْبِرَ الْمَيِّتِ. When the mayyit, the deceased, is placed in the qabr, أَتَاهُ مَلَكَانْ أَسْوَدَانْ أَزْرَقَانْ يُقَالُ لِأَحَدِهِمَا الْمُنْكَرْ وَلِلْآخَرْ النَّكِيرُ. So it's munkar and nakir, we've spoke about this already. مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. What do you say regarding this man? Same question. And he will reply, the believer will reply, هُوَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. He is a slave of Allah and His Messenger. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Do you know what the angels will say, munkar and nakir, to a good person, a pious person, if you work hard in this world? Do you know what they're going to say to him? قَدْ كُنَّا نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُولُ هَذَا. Do you know what? We knew you were going to say this. We already knew. Someone's testing you sometimes, and they just want to see what you say. So, we knew you were going to say this. ثُمَّ يَفْسَحُ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فِي سَبْعِينَ. 70 by 70. Your qabr is made vast for you. ثُمَّ يُنَوِّرُ لَهُ فِيهِ. It's made radiant. We were just told that I am the house of darkness, I am the house of wilderness. But for a mu'min, a believer, it becomes a house of nur, of vastness. And then ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لَهُ نِلْ. Then this person is told, go to sleep. You've worked very hard in the world. You've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been abstaining from haram. We know it was difficult. You tried, you struggled, you tried to earn a halal livelihood. You worked very, very hard. This is your time to, you know when we say rest in peace? Rest in peace. This is rest in peace. The angel, this is a person who deserves to rest in peace if we worked hard in the world. Angels will say, go to sleep. Go to sleep. But we're humans. فَيَقُولْ أَرْجِعُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ فَأُخْبِرُهُمْ. Angels, munkar and nakir, let me go to my farm, let me go and tell them at least. You know when you get somewhere, the people tell you, just drop us a message, give us a call. I want to let my family know that I've made it. I want to let them know. So he's going to say, "Arji'u ila ahli fa ukhbiruhum." Let me go back to my family. I want to let them know how it's going. Fayuqulan nam kanawmatil uruz. No. Sleep like the bride or the groom sleeps on your first night of your wedding. This is what they'll say. You know your wedding night? Yeah, we all know about the first night. Right? After whatever, that sleep, this is the angels will say, sleep like you sleep on your wedding night. الَّذِي لَا يُوقِذُهُ إِلَّا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ. Until the only person who will wake you up is the one most beloved to you. Do you know when you've had that night and then a person wakes up and you just get up, you look towards her or she looks towards him and you think, really? Did that just happen? Wow. Like, out of this world. This is what he's saying. The hadith is saying that the angel will say, that kind of sleep that you would have and have such a surreal experience, that's what we want you to have. Go to sleep just like the bride or the groom sleeps on their wedding night. حتى يبعثه الله من مضجعه. Until Allah will resurrect you. When it's Qiyamah, then we'll see about it. But up until then, it's time for you to actually rest in peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us prepare. Insha'Allah, we will continue our journey through all the stages of the hereafter on Monday, inshallah. Monday after Salatul Asr. Jazakumullah khairan. We'll do some dhikr and conclude with dua. Close your eyes if that helps you to focus better. Those at home as well, inshallah, you can join in. Very blessed moments, final moments before iftar. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la illa Allah, la ilaha 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 illa Allah. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله 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 العظيم أستغفر الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين O kind Allah, O most merciful Allah, O most loving Allah, O most forgiving Allah, O most compassionate Allah, O Allah, you love to forgive sins, O Allah, you are the only forgiver, O Allah, we beg you for your forgiveness, O Allah, O Allah, all of us are here to ask you for your forgiveness, O Allah, grant us your forgiveness, O Allah, grant us your forgiveness, O Allah, O Allah, we've done so much wrong, O Allah, O Allah, we've gone against your commands, O Allah, head to toe we are drowning in our sins, O Allah, but O Allah, for you to forgive is very easy, O Allah, you love to forgive, O Allah, grant us your maghfirah, O Allah, grant us your forgiveness, O Allah, help us to stay away from sins, O Allah, make it easy for us to obey you, O Allah, grant us the love of good deeds, O Allah, grant us the hatred of the evil deeds and sins, O Allah, protect us from the shaitan and the nafs, O Allah, grant us the love of salah, O Allah, grant us the love of Quran, O Allah, help us to increase in our remembrance of you, O Allah, help us to remember the hereafter, O Allah, O Allah, make us akhirah focused, O Allah, make us akhirah focused, O Allah, help us to repent sincerely before we leave the world, O Allah, make our last day our best day, O Allah, make our last day our best day, O Allah, make our final action our best action, O Allah, and grant us death the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Protect us from an evil death, O Allah. When we go into our graves, we'll be alone, O Allah. Nobody will be with us, O Allah. Grant us the companionship of our good deeds, O Allah. You be with us in those difficult moments, O Allah. Help us at the time of questioning, O Allah. Protect us from the punishment of the grave, O Allah. Protect us from the punishment of the grave, O Allah. Protect us from the punishment of the grave, O Allah. O Allah, safeguard us from Jahannam, O Allah. Safeguard our parents from Jahannam, O Allah. Grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus, O Allah. O Allah, we are not deserving of your paradise, O Allah. Through your rahmah, O Allah. Through your infinite mercy, O Allah. You are so kind and so merciful, O Allah. Through your compassion, through your mercy, through your grace, O Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, O Allah. Alleviate the sufferings of the Muslims, O Allah. Alleviate the sufferings of the Ummah, O Allah. Help the Ummah, O Allah. Sustain the Ummah, O Allah. Protect the Ummah, O Allah, guide the Ummah, O Allah, protect and safeguard the sanctity of Haramain Sharifain, O Allah, protect the sanctity of Masjidul Aqsa, O Allah, protect the Muslims protecting Masjidul Aqsa, O Allah, O Allah, accept them for their ribat, O Allah, put an end to the occupation, O Allah, grant strength to those who are protecting the holy sites, O Allah, O Allah, make us yours, O Allah, you become ours, O Allah, accept our fasting, O Allah, accept our taraweeh, O Allah, grant us the strength to do more, O Allah, help us to make the most of this this month of Ramadan, oh Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to make this our best Ramadan, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our parents, oh Allah. Look after our parents, oh Allah. Have mercy on our parents, oh Allah. Those of our parents who have left the world, fill their graves with nur, oh Allah. Elevate their status in the hereafter, oh Allah. Unite us with them in Jannat al-Firdaus, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we don't know what will happen to us in the hereafter, oh Allah. When we leave this world, we don't know where we will be, what condition we will be in, oh Allah. We beg you, oh Allah, grant us death in sujood, oh Allah. Grant us death whilst we're reciting the Quran, oh Allah. Protect us from an evil death, oh Allah. Oh Allah, safeguard us from a bad death, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let it not be, oh Allah. We don't want to die as in kufr, oh Allah. Protect us from dying in nifaq, oh Allah. Grant us death with iman and islam, oh Allah. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufr والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الخاتمة ونعوذ بك من سوء الخاتمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم asked of you many good things, O Allah. We ask of you the same. He sought your protection from many evils. We seek your protection from the same. Make your individual duas.